And while Democrats consider whether they should go it alone on health care, a bipartisan group of senators is still meeting to hammer out a compromise. Last night, the group of six got together by phone. They emerged with the announcement that they remain committed to coming up with a compromise. But weeks of rowdy town halls have visibly affected the Republican leader of that group, Iowa's Chuck Grassley. NPR's Audie Cornish has this profile.
Here's what Grassley means when he says his constituents are his top priority.
If a little old lady comes into your office and wants her toenails clipped, clip her toenails.
That's a clip from A Day in the Life of Senator Chuck Grassley, a 2007 video on the Iowa Republican's own website, where he also hosts weekly webcasts and tutorials on the legislative process. Every year, the senator makes it a point to hold public hearings in all 99 Iowa counties by Labor Day. And this year, Grassley got an earful at town halls like this one in the city of Adel.
And the last thing is, if this is so good for us, the American people, why has Congress excluded themselves and their family from this program?
Grassley found himself a target because he's been in negotiations with Democrats. But when he tried to distance himself from the bill, he stirred controversy in the other direction. For instance, at one point, Grassley claimed that Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy, who has been battling brain cancer, would go untreated in a country with government-run care. Grassley apologized for that remark, but Democrats complain the Iowa senator has failed to uphold the spirit of the negotiations. For example, he has not disputed the false claim that end-of-life counseling in the health care proposal amounts to death panels. Here's Grassley in the Iowa town of Winterset.
Some people that think it's a terrible problem that grandma's laying in the hospital bed with tubes in her and think that there ought to be some government policy that enters into that. I'm just on the opposite.
Political analyst Charlie Cook says Grassley is known to be unpredictable.
He's somebody that just sort of says whatever is on his mind at a given moment, and that means that it's not necessarily all headed the same way, sticking to one script.
So while Grassley started out talking bipartisan deal and negotiating, he's now saying he won't vote for the bill, even with his own changes, unless lots of other Republicans do too. So is he still at the negotiating table or not? We caught up with him while he was traveling by bus to Iowa State University in Ames this week.
I've always said I'm not going to walk away from the table. If I get away from the table, it's because I'm pushed away from the table.
For one thing, Grassley says he wants to protect and improve the care Iowans get, especially by changing the reimbursement formula under Medicaid, which he says gives rural areas short shrift. What's more, Grassley says his negotiating so far has made the bill more acceptable to Republicans.
There's been several positions that our caucus has taken. No public option, no things that are going to lead to any rationing of health care, no interference with doctor-patient relationship, and tort reform. And about the only place where we haven't made progress along the lines of what the Republicans have been wanting in a bill is on tort reform.
Grassley says August has hurt the prospects for a health care bill this year, and he clearly doesn't want changes to the system to anger the folks back home enough to hurt his own prospects for re-election next year. Right now, no well-known Iowan has emerged to challenge the five-term veteran in the primary or the general, and Grassley wants to keep it that way. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.